Lesson 20. God chooses David. Man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Aim: to show that God knows our hearts and the things we think are really important. David, the young shepherd. David was a young man who loved to look after his father's sheep. He lived in Bethlehem with his 7 brothers. David loved music, too, and would often play his harp and sing praises to his heavenly father while he was out in the fields with his sheep. David was a good shepherd. He would lead his sheep to the best green pasture. He knew where the best streams of water were and the safest paths. David's sheep were precious to him. Sometimes wild animals, bears or lions, would try to steal his sheep. But David was strong and brave. He would chase them away or even kill them with a whizzing stone shot from his sling. David always trusted in God to help him care for his sheep day and night. God loved David and chose him for a special work in his purpose. David was to be the next king of Israel. A new king needed. God had rejected Saul from being king over Israel. Saul had tried to please the people instead of pleasing God. A new king must be chosen who would honor and obey God. God said to Samuel the prophet, "How long wilt thou mourn over Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go. I will see to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons." Jesse was a good man. He had 8 sons, and God had seen among them one who would be the best king for Israel. Samuel goes to Bethlehem. When Samuel reached Bethlehem, the elders of the city came out to him trembling. They wanted to know if he had come in peace. God often sent prophets to the people when they had done wrong. But Samuel told them that he had come to sacrifice to God. He asked the elders to make themselves ready and come to the sacrifice. Samuel called Jesse and his sons to the sacrifice too. Samuel did not know which of Jesse's sons was to be chosen. Eliab, the oldest son, was tall and good-looking. Samuel thought that he looked like just the sort of man to be king. But God told him not to take any notice of how handsome or tall he was, because God hadn't chosen Eliab. God does not see as man sees. Man looks only on the outside. God looks on a man's heart. One by one, the 7 sons of Jesse passed before Samuel, but God had not chosen any of them. Samuel was very puzzled. He asked Jesse if he had any other sons. Jesse told him that the youngest son, David, was out minding the sheep. Samuel said, "Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he comes." David is chosen and anointed. So they sent for David and brought him in before the old prophet. Samuel could see that he was a good-looking, healthy young lad. Then God said to Samuel, "Arise, anoint him, for this is he." Samuel took the horn of oil and poured it upon David's head in front of all his brothers. The Spirit of God came upon David from that day on to show that God had chosen him. God had looked on David's heart. He could see in David a young man who would grow up to be a faithful and obedient in all his ways. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. David did not become king of Israel straight away. This anointing was the beginning of God's plan for him to become a great and faithful ruler. David had looked after his father's sheep. Now God was preparing him to look after the people of Israel, God's sheep. Lesson for us. People look on the outside of us, but God knows our hearts and minds. He knows how we really feel and what we think. He sees inside our hearts and minds. Remember these points. 1. Jesse had 8 sons, and Samuel did not know which one God had chosen. 2. God showed Samuel that the king would choose a man after God's own heart. 3. David was anointed, but did not become king straight away. 4. God was with David, preparing him to be the king of Israel. 5. David learned how to please God as he looked after his father's sheep. 6. When David became king, he then knew how to look after God's sheep, the children of Israel.